I'm Anita Gooden talking with Ryan Truex. How was practice today?
It was good. I feel like we made some gains this weekend on our intermediate, whatever you want to call this place, package. We've just been working on trying to get our cars turning, and I think we've succeeded so far. We were 22nd in practice yesterday and like 29th or something today, so I think we got good speed. We got to make the race, so we got to qualify top 36. There's some pressure there, but I think we can do it.
What's the trick in getting around this place?
It's really line sensitive. It's really easy to catch a car in the wrong spot, especially in qualifying, and just ruin your lap. So getting the right hole, you know, getting off pit road behind the right people is going to be huge, and just hitting your mark. It only takes missing the line by a foot, and it ruins your lap. So hit your marks and don't make mistakes, and it's easy.
How are your teammates doing this weekend, too?
They're good. I think the best thing is we can bounce ideas off each other. Me, Alex, and Cole, you know, we talk after every practice, and I think we kind of feed off each other and challenge each other every weekend to go faster, and I think that's really good. I think that Cole and Randy coming over here with the 26 team has made us stronger and helped our program out. They've come in with some different ideas that I think have helped our cars, and we've all just worked together, and I feel like we're going the right direction.
It's your rookie season. How do you feel it's been so far?
There's been a lot of ups and downs for sure. A lot more than I expected. But it's a good learning experience. That's the biggest thing. I'm in a car every weekend. Last year I raced 4 times. When you're sitting on the couch or, you know, just hanging out, people don't notice you. When you're in a car every weekend and you always constantly have a chance to prove yourself, it makes opportunities show up a lot more.
Seat time's important.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be running in Cup every weekend and with Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon, all these guys, and just getting the experience for me is huge just for my career. To finally be full, I mean, I haven't been full-time since K&N in 2010 and 2009. Those are the last 2 years I was full-time, and we ended up with the championships. So it's been a tough few years bouncing around between a lot of teams and running part-time a lot. So to have a home for this year and have a solid team and know what I'm going to be driving every weekend and have the same guys around me and be able to build on that is really big for me.
So you got Pocono next week. What's your preview for that?
Well, we weren't very good last time. I think we went back to the drawing board and we're going to show up with something totally different. So I'm hoping it's good. That's the plan anyway. I like Pocono. I like the scenery. I like just the whole Pocono experience. I'm from New Jersey, which is like 3 hours from there. Well, where I'm from, my hometown, and you know, every winter I'd go up in the Poconos snowboarding and stuff, so I know the area really well, and it's cool to go up and be around home and things like that. So all in all, it's a good place for me.
So it's kind of a home track for you?
Kind of, yeah. I'd say Dover's my home track. It's probably an hour and a half from where I grew up, and it's definitely my favorite track. I've only been to Pocono once, and that was this year, so I've been there a lot to watch, never to drive, but yeah, I'd say Pocono and Dover are my two closest.
Well, it's a great experience here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's kind of neat just to be in this facility, isn't it?
It is. I went to the museum yesterday just to check out all the old Indy cars and stuff, and it's crazy when you're out there. I mean, when Jeff Gordon won the first Cup race here, I was 2 years old, so I grew up watching these guys and idolizing them, and to be out here running on the same track as them and have a chance to make the Brickyard 400 is huge for me.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to me.